A Jewish Journal article. Harry Truman. Ben Azai's kind of mensch. Harry Truman surely was a mensch, never creating any White House stench. Mensch, in case you do not know, means human. Defining in a nutshell Harry Truman. Explaining his words, I would give him hell, he said, I didn't give them hell, I just gave them the truth, and when he chose to tell the truth that they thought hell, he won their trust. I don't know what reward God gave to Truman for making sure the U.S. was the first to vote for Israel, deed this great non-Jew man did uncommanded and quite unrehearsed. Morley Safer had a segment on David McCullough on 60 Minutes, 2 days before a presidential election. What the country needs, he implied, is someone like Harry Truman, a man who dealt with problems, preparing to do what was unpopular. McCullough says, he told the people the truth, can you imagine? People said, give them hell. I didn't give them hell. I just told them the truth. In David McCullough, best-selling explorer of America's past, dies at 89, an obituary of David McCullough by Daniel Lewis in the NYT, the 8th of August 22, Lewis writes. He spoke of the founder's notion of the pursuit of happiness, which, he said, did not mean long vacations or material possessions or ease. Rather, he said, as much as anything it meant the life of the mind and spirit. It meant education, he added, and the love of learning, the freedom to think for oneself. Personally, he said, the reward of the work has always been the work itself, and more so the longer I've been at it. David McCullough's statement, the reward of the work has always been the work itself, reflects the rabbi's statement, the reward for a commandment is the performance of the commandment. Avot 4:2 states. Ben Azai said, be quick in performing a minor commandment as in the case of a major one, and flee from transgression, for one commandment leads to another commandment, and transgression leads to another transgression, for the reward for performing a commandment is another commandment and the reward for committing a transgression is a transgression. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.